This conference is being recorded.
Hello, and welcome to the Heart Start to Your Week call. As those of you who are live with us heard, this call is being recorded, and those of you who've downloaded it know that it's been recorded because that's how you're listening. I welcome all of you. My name is Sheva, and I'm the CEO of a company called Fiera. Fiera is a word that it actually came to me via a day that I spent at the beach in Santa Monica, where I was sitting there and I thought, ah, this feeling is so great. I feel so passionate about life and so peaceful at the same time, so inspired, so enthusiastic, and yet so calm and at ease and accepting with whatever comes. And that balance of feeling inspired and enthusiastic and peaceful and calm, combined with walking through life, inner quality of knowing without quite knowing how I knew, just knowing. I wanted a word that would capture all that. Because I always feel that language, you know, in the Bible even it says in the beginning was the word, and I always felt that language helps us define and create our experience in life. And if we had a word for that, then we could have more of it. And so years later, I found myself speaking at a gaming industry conference where I was speaking about biofeedback as a component of gaming, particularly biofeedback for the heart. And a woman there was speaking to what is it that makes a good video game. And apparently there's a number of indices that are required for a video game to go to marketplace. And one of them is something called the Fiero Index. And Fiero is an Italian word, which means that feeling you get after you've been trying and trying and trying, and finally you get it, and your arms go up over your head, and a yes flies out of your mouth, and that's Fiero. And when she said Fiero, I was like, that's it. That's close. That's the word I'm looking for. And so we altered it slightly to just embody the full scope of what I was feeling on the beach that day into Fiera. And essentially, Fiera is the opposite of stress. And tonight's topic for our Heart Start call, which is a free service that we give to the community, a little oasis of positivity that people can tune into anytime, either by calling live to the calls on Monday nights or downloading the recorded versions at www.fiera.com/heartstart.html. We have maybe 20 recorded calls there now. The purpose of these calls is definitely to bring more fear into your life, and the topic for tonight is aging and changing our view of what it means, what it is to age. And it turns out that stress is really what ages us. So we'll look tonight at what stress is, what aging is, and Fiera being the opposite of stress, we'll look at how to create more Fiera to both reverse some of the negative effects of aging, as well as in some cases prevent those negative effects. And so we like to begin these calls by feeling some Fiera. It turns out that the heart is a source of and an access portal to that feeling state we call Fiera. Researchers from a place in Northern California called the Institute of Heart Math discovered that positive feeling states like appreciation and care generate a uniquely ordered signature in the heart rhythm, and that that leads to system-wide order among all our body's functions, which then leads to us feeling even better, physically, mentally, emotionally. So let's take a moment, coming as we do to these calls from many countries and many time zones and many activities prior to the beginning of the call. We can all kind of land in one place together by focusing our attention on the area around the heart and allowing the breath to come in through the area around the heart and out through the area around the heart. And as the breath is coming in through the area around the heart and out through the area around the heart, I want you to just activate the feeling of a time when you felt full of vitality and passion and vigor, full of aliveness. I just came tonight from swimming at one of my favorite outdoor lakes where there were a couple of bright blue dragonflies making love on my shin. But being in that natural beauty and that ice-cold lake water definitely gave me that feeling of invigoration and aliveness. Think of a time when you felt that, and then bring the feeling of that in through the heart as you breathe. And out through the heart as you breathe out. Well, it turns out that what you just experienced, just recalling a feeling of appreciation or invigoration, has all the same benefits, or close to it anyway, in your body as actually having the experience while it's happening. For your hormones, for your brain function, for your immune system, for your energy, your stamina. So tonight we're going to look at how that impacts aging. And this is particularly dear to my heart right now, as I have one aging parent, and our attitudes towards aging in this culture, relative to many old cultures, are considered quite backwards. Those of you who read the reminder email that went out about tonight's call, we talked about the fact that it's really only in modern cultures, and in this particular culture, that youth is revered and aging is dreaded. And yet, if you think about it, we don't eat cheese unless it's well-aged. And the longer a wine is aged, usually the better quality it is, depending on, of course, how it's cared for in the process. And the same goes for us. Aging does not have to spell degeneration. Aging could actually spell cultivation, right? The longer we're around, if we care well for ourselves and our growth and our well-being, then the more refined our wisdom becomes, both in how to take care of ourselves as well as about the world and how to interact with it. So in ancient cultures like the Chinese culture, the elderly, the elders, are revered, not looked down upon or given discounts or pitied. They're actually looked up to, and as I said in the reminder email that went out, so much so that in China, unless your parents by a certain age have wrinkles in the right places, you no longer have to respect them. And yet here in our culture, we do our best to dye our hair and smush away all our wrinkles with special skin creams or odd practices. I always think someday, you know, a couple centuries from now, people will look back on the very strange plastic surgery technologies we use, like injecting bacteria under our skin and being operated on to get rid of the indication that we've been around the block. Well, I think it's possible for us to change our perception of that and get a new view on what it is to be around for a long time from the heart. And in fact, that in adopting that new view, we might experience it differently as well. So I welcome, for those who are live on the call tonight, your questions, your stories. We'll definitely open up a time on the call for you to participate. And all I'd ask is that you hit *6 while I'm talking, which will mute your phone if there's any background noise. And then if you have any stories to share or anything you want to contribute, any questions you want to ask, you can hit *6 again once we open up the lines, and we'll be able to hear you. So whatever brought you to the call tonight, I really welcome you. People find their way to Fiera for all different kinds of reasons. Because fear is an antidote to stress, many people come to us because they have or have loved ones who have different types of stressors like health challenges, pain, relationship problems, money issues, eating disorders, career transitions, addictions, anxiety, depression. But we also have people who join us because they'd like to have a deeper taste of their own heart, or they'd like the leading edge in their performance, people like Olympic athletes, entrepreneurs, entertainers, executives. So again, whatever brings you here, I really welcome you. And the truth of the matter is, whoever we are and whatever our background, we're all getting older. So this call will be pertinent to you. I'm a really good example of how the power of the heart can help to reverse aging and how stress creates aging. There's a disease, and I actually don't know the name of it, where children as young as, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old age prematurely. So you can meet 8-year-olds who function like 95-year-olds, and their bodies degenerate in a similar way. And while the disease in many ways is quite tragic and they end up dying of old age by the time they're 10, it's an interesting thing for us to consider that while we assume in our culture that age has to do with linear chronology of how many years we've spent here in physical bodies on planet Earth, it's not really true. And if you think about it, we know this anyway, because most of us know 70-year-olds that seem like 50-year-olds to us and 40-year-olds that seem like 70-year-olds. So aging doesn't really have to do with years spent here, with how many birthdays you've had. There's something else going on. And so we associate aging with the degeneration of our tissues and our function. And there are actually biomarkers that scientists use to determine aging, because years spent, chronological time, is not an accurate measure of our aging. But some of the things that are things like our blood pressure, the weight distribution on our bodies, having more weight around the hips, bellies, thighs, is a sign of aging. Heart rate variability, which is an indicator of the flexibility of your nervous system, is a measure of aging. So what does that mean? The way I like to describe that is, a good buddy of mine has a little hot dog dog named Kiwi. And we have a little joke that Kiwi won't go there anymore. We shake our heads and say, Kiwi won't go there anymore. What that means is that when Kiwi was a little puppy, Kiwi was a very adventurous dog. He would tug at the leash and he wanted to go all around this guy's neighborhood until dogs would bark at Kiwi in these various alleyways or down certain blocks, and Kiwi would get frightened and turn around and never go back down that path again. To the point where now Kiwi, at maybe 12 or 13 years old, will walk to the end of the pathway of his house, just to the sidewalk, and turn around and come back. So Kiwi's world has gotten smaller, smaller, and smaller. That's one sign and symptom of aging. We no longer have our sense of adventure. We no longer feel the inner capacity to meet life's challenges or life's explorations. And what that is in terms of measurable science is flexibility in the nervous system and emotional memory, which prevents us from spontaneously exploring life. So as we stack emotional memories in a place in the brain called the amygdala, and as our nervous system, its excited anticipation and its relaxation in unfamiliar environments, begins to shrink its capacity to hold those two polarities, then we lose our ability to venture out in life. And it turns out that the amplitude of our heart rhythm is a measure of that adaptability to change. So adaptability to change is a biomarker for youth that can be tangibly measured by heart variability. And this institute I mentioned earlier called HeartMath has a program where you can actually see your heart rate variability on a computer. And one of the things we do with our clients is help them get order in their heart rhythm, which naturally amplifies its spectrum and makes us more adaptable to change. In that way, reversing or at least slowing the negative effects of aging. Some of the other, by the way, that also impacts the waist-to-hip ratio of fat because, in other words, having bigger hips than waist is considered a biomarker for aging. Or I'm sorry, I reversed that, having a bigger waist than hips. As your waist increases, and one of the things that causes that is a high level of the stress hormone cortisol. Well, it turns out that feeling these positive feeling states like fiera helps to reduce the stress hormone cortisol, which, by the way, high levels of cortisol are present in many of the diseases we associate with aging, like cancer, diabetes, heart disease, stroke, arterial diseases, high blood pressure. High cortisol is one of the biomarkers or risk factors for getting those diseases. And we can lower our cortisol just by shifting our heart rhythms and our emotions, which then increases another hormone called DHEA, dihydroxyepiandrosterone, which I'll never make any of you who are listening to this say. That is a regenerative hormone that has been touted by some as this fountain of youth hormone because it is the precursor to our sex hormones, our growth hormones, helps us feel vital and alive, glow, right? So some people are buying DHEA in bottles, in a synthetic form. But the truth is, when you learn how to work with your own heart rhythms, your own emotions, you can actually generate your own DHEA. Like plugging yourself into the recharger in the wall, then this is one of the ways that through the power of the heart, you can slow or even reverse some of the negative effects of aging. And when DHEA levels go up and cortisol goes down, it makes us less at risk for experiencing, this is me changing my phone, because the phone, can you all hear me well? You've probably all muted yourselves.
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. See, even phone batteries need to recharge. My phone needed some DHEA. So some of the other biomarkers for aging, aside from increased cortisol and reduced DHEA, reduced adaptability to change and reduced flexibility in the nervous system, are blood pressure irregularities. Again, that larger waist to hips body shape ratio. Reduced bone density, which is particularly a challenge for women, and again, happens in higher proportion in people who have high levels of stress hormone, as does reduced muscle strength, regeneration, and blood sugar imbalances, which lead to insulin resistance and are a precursor for diabetes. So the question is, if this is what aging is, obviously aging is not having a certain number of candles on your birthday cake. It has more to do with, in terms of our negative association to aging, physical and mental degeneration. So what we want to talk about on this call is the power of the heart, to prevent that degeneration and in some cases even reverse that degeneration. So the main thing that distinguishes valuable antiques, things that are old, that have a higher value as they age, versus things that lose their value as they age is the care that they are given. A Model T Ford that's in exquisite condition is worth more than a 10-year-old Toyota Camry that's rusted and fallen apart. And the difference is that a Model T has been deeply cared for, waxed, polished, oiled, right? So we need to learn to care for ourselves as we would an antique car or a fine bottle of wine or a really wonderful aged cheese. When we care for ourselves, then our value can increase as we age, quite literally, both to ourselves and to others. In Chinese medicine, there's a saying, one illness equals long life, no illness equals short life. It seems counterintuitive, right? Having an illness makes you live longer, and having no illness, you die sooner. But the reason for that saying is that when we have illnesses, it teaches us about our mortality and the need to care for ourselves. So care itself is one of those heart feelings that causes order in the heart rhythm, increases the amplitude of heart rate variability or our ability to adapt to change, increases the FiERA hormone, DHEA, and decreases the stress hormone, cortisol. So some of the ways that when I work with people, I recommend that they take care of themselves are to obviously exercise, right? You want to keep the pipes working. To rest and rejuvenate, which being in LA doesn't happen very often.
Well, doesn't that depend on people's individual choices? If we make a choice to rest and rejuvenate?
Absolutely. And so this is sort of, it can help sometimes, just like when you get a car and the glove compartment has an instruction manual on how to take care of the car.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, most of us were not born with an instruction manual attached to our umbilicus. And so one of the things that I do have as a resource, by the way, when this call is done, if anyone would like it, is a 26-page mini book on how to age like a fine wine. And if anybody's interested in receiving a copy of that mini book, it's something I send out for free as a public service, you can write to me, Sheva, S like Sam, H, E, V like Victory, A, at FiERA, which is again F like fantastic, YERA.com, Sheva@FiERA.com. And send me a note saying you'd like a copy of this 26-page booklet, and I'd be happy to send that to you. It's like an instruction manual on how, just like you know how to take care of your car, how to take care of yourself. And here are some of the components. Like, you know, when you take your car in for its regular checkup, it has your mechanic or your dealer has a checklist they go through. Okay, check the tires for air, check the oil, et cetera, right? Well, here's a checklist that I suggest you look at for yourself for balance. And one piece of that checklist is the type of exercise you do. Another is rest and rejuvenation. Another is nutrition, the proper fuels, right? The Model T is not going to last very long if you try to run it on Coca-Cola in the gas tank. So you want to make sure that you're using the fuel that your body likes to run on. Another is emotional well-being and fulfillment. And this is probably the most important because the emotional well-being and fulfillment is what affects that heart rhythm, whether it's ordered or chaotic, which then affects everything else, including your motivation and your intuition about what type of exercise, rest, rejuvenation, and nutrition you need. So in the Taoist Chinese tradition, aging was not something to dread as degenerative. Aging was something that brought more and more vitality and strength, because the Taoists knew how to cultivate themselves through gentle exercises like Qigong and Tai Chi and other martial arts. So you want to make sure with whatever form of exercise you select that you feel more energized after doing it rather than less. That's one way to be sure that the exercise that you're doing is proper. Weight-bearing exercise is particularly recommended. It was found in a study that was done on people, I believe, past 70, that when they started doing weight-bearing and weight-resistance training, that their cortisol or stress hormones went down dramatically, and their growth hormone and anti-aging hormones increased in proportion. So just doing weight-bearing exercise alone helps to rebuild bone density, muscle mass, as well as growth hormone and the vitality hormones that make us feel vital and alive. Where it comes to nutrition and the fuel that you're putting...
Should I have a question?
Yes, please.
You know who this is, right?
Hi, Uzi.
Hello, Sheva. Are you recommending specifically weight-bearing exercise as opposed to treadmill or in addition to?
Well, a treadmill would be considered weight-bearing exercise. While it's cardiovascular, you're on your feet.
So what? Just that I should understand, what would be an example of what's not a weight-bearing exercise?
Not weight-bearing exercises might be things like swimming, which are also quite good for you, especially if you have joint pain. This is why, ultimately, what I recommend is that people learn how to access the intelligence in the heart. There's actually a brain that's been discovered in the heart, and that brain in the heart has a unique intelligence in that it knows what's best for every aspect of your being. So the tools that HeartMath, this research institute in Northern California, developed and that we teach here at Fiera, help people to access the intelligence in the heart. And when you're able to quite literally listen to your heart, access its guidance and wisdom, it will know the exact balance of what each individual needs. Because while I can give you a general outline in the call tonight of some of the essential components, if you think about every car requires a different dealer, right? If you have a foreign car, you won't take that to your Oldsmobile dealer because it requires different parts. Well, similarly, each person has a unique constellation of needs. And in being able to listen to their own heart, they will be able to ascertain what exercise program is best for them, what diet program is best for them, which is why when it comes to the fuel, the nutrition that I suggest putting into your vehicle that you call you, rather than giving people generalized guidelines as if that would be good for anyone, what I suggest is that people keep a diet journal over a period of a week or two, and in that diet journal, keep track of what you eat, what time you eat it, how much you eat, the eating speed, and what the environment is, what your emotional tone or experience is while you're eating, and then a record of your symptoms afterwards or what you feel afterwards. And just bringing that awareness alone to what you eat starts to train you naturally to eat the things and eat in the ways that better support your vitality and your well-being. Because the proper fuel, you know, the old saying, some man's meat is another man's poison. Each person is unique in terms of their needs. There are a few very particular guidelines that I can offer in general. One is to eat frequent, regular meals. I recommend 5 to 7 times per day, with a balance of foods like carbohydrates, protein, and high-quality fats, like extra virgin olive oil or coconut oil, and of course lots of fresh fruits and vegetables. When people fast, that can be something that trips the stress switch in the body, because the body thinks there's a famine going on. So for those who skip breakfast, or who eat one meal a day in the evening, or who eat very erratically and unpredictably for their body, can be inadvertently creating more stress hormones, more anxiety at the physiological level, more disorder in the heart rhythm, without even knowing it. And this can cause the body to pack on weight and lead to a whole cascade of degeneration and the other biomarkers we examined, especially blood sugar imbalances. So eating regular meals, 5 to 7 per day, is a wonderful way to keep your body in sync with your heart, communicating to your physiology the abundance that we're living in and surrounded by. Another wonderful thing to do is to eat a diet that has all the colors at every meal. All 5 colors, red, yellow, blue, black, green, and white. And by the way, red dye number 8 doesn't count. This is food that's in its natural color. Another thing you can do
Could you just give an example of 1 or 2 of each?
Sure, like red peppers or red apples, yellow squash, or a lot of grains are considered yellow, blueberries or black olives, green kale or spinach, and white daikon radish or even cheese or tofu. So you could imagine a tofu stir fry or even a chicken stir fry for those who prefer meat.
So white would be like chicken.
Uh-huh, absolutely.
Okay.
With black sesame seeds and green kale and spinach and red peppers and yellow squash.
And eggs are yellow or white?
Well, obviously the yellows of the eggs are yellow and the whites of the eggs are white.
So eggs does both?
Yep.
Okay,
exactly. Absolutely. There's an ancient Chinese medicine that recommends that, and I enjoy that. It makes your meals more delightful to look at, to devour with your eyes and your belly. Another suggestion that I have for, nourishing yourself well, giving yourself good nutrition, because realize this is a huge issue in our culture, especially the guilt around eating. And the guilt is often worse for us than whatever it is we're eating, whether it's a cigarette we're smoking or chocolate cake we're enjoying, because the guilt increases our stress hormones, and that causes more aging than the negative stuff in the food. So really emotionally managing our relationship to food, enjoying our food, making our food delightful to ourselves, and appreciating it fully, that's the key to good nutrition. One way to amplify that is to chew your food thoroughly. I think Gandhi said you should chew your drinks and drink your food, because a lot of digestion happens in the mouth first. So he recommended chewing your food 40 to 60 times, as well as your drinks, so that you can really savor and enjoy it. This prevents us from overeating, allows us to really appreciate what we're eating. And when I've done that, it helps bring me quite deliciously into the present moment, so that eating itself becomes a meditation of being with my heart. Obviously, there are other nutritional recommendations that are possible in private consultations, but nourishing yourself with appreciation and gratitude for your food is one of those things that creates order in the heart rhythm. And that then leads us to the most important thing in reversing aging, which is our emotional well-being and our fulfillment. Oiling the machinery, waxing the finish for the showroom type thing is what I like to think of the emotions as. This is what really gives us the luster of life, is the emotional palette we bring to it. So one thing to think of is that it's worthwhile to care for care, to make sure that you have time to care for yourself, to care for others, and to care for your vision and your sense of purpose in life. In the Bible, of course, it says, without a vision, they will perish. Well, when our lives have bigger purpose, larger meaning than just our own physical survival, then when things start to degenerate, like a good friend of my mother's just had a knee replacement, and this was very distressing to her and caused her to go into a spin of emotional depression. And then she also lost a couple of teeth, which furthered her sense of demise and confronted her with her immortality. What I've found is that when people's lives are for something greater than their own survival, a lot of research now shows that philanthropy and caring for others, or even bringing pets into nursing homes where the aged have something besides themselves to concern, to put their concern into and to care for and to love, this dramatically reverses the aging process. And part of that is that care has been proven to create this ordered rhythm in the heart, care, compassion, love, which then elevates the vitality hormone DHEA, reduces cortisol, and gives us something to live for other than our own survival. It takes our attention off of our own narcissism and gives us a sense of value, purpose, and meaning in life. So at this stage of the call, I'd like to pause for a moment and invite each of you to inquire. Take a moment and focus your attention on the air around your heart. Let your breath come in through the area around the heart and out through the area around the heart, and connect with what it is that matters most to you. What do you care about in the world, in your world? If you could leave any legacy on this planet behind, what type of legacy do you want to leave? What is it that your heart wants to serve or to give or to create that's bigger than just your own day-to-day survival? Having a vision and a plan for that and a passion for that is the main thing that can keep you in alignment with the deeper heart feelings that increase your adaptability to change, that inspire you to take care of yourself, and that light up your day and make you want to get out of bed. So one of the things that I love to recommend that people do is to gather a bunch of magazines and make a collage of your vision. Because having a vision to live into that moves you, inspires you, touches your heart, ignites what we're calling that Sierra feeling inside, can help you overcome the minor obstacles to aging and keep you young, vital, and alive at any age. I want to take a moment here and open up the call in case anyone has any questions or any stories of their own which they'd like to share. But before I do, I want to tell you a little bit about my own experience. When I was 19 years old, I lived in a war zone in Nicaragua. And I felt devastated by my experiences there, devastated by the things that I saw. And waking up to machine gun fire every night left my nervous system in a state of raw, scathing anxiety and distress, such that it aged me quickly. So quickly that at age 21 or 20, I went into menopause. And while I had been a ballet dancer as a teenager, I lost all my flexibility as if my body went into rigor mortis and arthritic decrepitness. I couldn't even bend forward and touch my knees with my hands, whereas before I'd been able to lay my palms flat on the floor. So I have experienced personally what it is to age emotionally, leading to physical aging. And 8 years into the journey of experiencing that extreme physical distress, I found myself in the little tiny research institute, little room, like a closet-sized room with a window looking out on the redwoods. My Canadian accent's popping out now that I'm still here in Nova Scotia, looking out on the redwoods and transcribing their research. And this research was done with people, middle to late-aged people, who had been able to lower their stress hormone levels and increase their DHEA by breathing in the heart and activating positive feelings like Sierra, and applying through the use of tools that we teach in the workshops here at Sierra, applying that order and those emotions to difficult situations, to planning and visioning, to any conceivable situation in life that would throw you a curveball. And in so doing, started to reverse many of their signs and symptoms of aging. When I heard that, it inspired me greatly because I was dealing with the body of a 60 or 70-year-old inside of a 25-year-old body. So I applied the heart math tools diligently for 2 weeks without seeing any change. And then 2 weeks into the process, all my symptoms started to reverse. I got my menstruation back, so my vitality came back. And one night I felt heat going up and down the backs of my legs. And the next morning I woke up and I could do the splits as if I had just been dancing all that time. So a lot of the resignation, the attitude of despair, depression, this is just the way it is, and it's going to get worse. That type of attitude is a symptom of aging, and it, along with the doom and gloom predictions, can be reversed. And it is possible, as the Taoist masters from China show us, to live into futures full of vitality, purpose, passion, value, rather than degeneration, isolation, alienation. And I wanted to offer that possibility in tonight's Heart Start call. So I thank you all for joining me tonight. Does anyone have any questions or any stories of their own that they'd like to share? Well, again, if you're interested in receiving the free ebook on aging like a fine wine, you can send your request to me, Sheva, S-H-E, that's S like Sam, H-E like elephant, V like victory, A, at Fiera, F like fantastic, Y-E-R-A.com. You can tune into our previous Heart Start calls at www.sierra.com/heartstart.html. And if you'd like to receive summaries and reminders of these calls, you can sign up for our weekly newsletter by going to the Fiera.com homepage. And in the lower right-hand corner is a place where you can enter your email and sign up for that. We have a beginner heart math workshop happening in Los Angeles on September 2nd. And if you're interested in registering for that, you can email us at register@fiera.com. We also have an online phone version of that class, which includes a biofeedback technology that shows you that adaptability to change in your heart rhythm and an outline of the science and physiology of stress and of feeling great, the Fiera feeling. We give you, over the course of either the one-day September 2nd workshop or the four-week phone workshop starting on September 11th, a proven way to lower that stress hormone cortisol we talked about tonight that causes aging, and a way to increase your rejuvenation DHEA hormones. We also teach you a way to neutralize stress on the spot so you don't have to drive off to yoga class or up the coast away from it all. You can handle it right there in the moment. We teach you how to transform stressful situations as they arise and resolve communication challenges and relationship issues. We also teach you during that time a way to reset the baseline of your nervous system, a tool that's been proven over a period of 4 weeks to increase DHEA levels by 140% and to reduce cortisol, the stress hormone, by 100%.
And this is all on that one-day seminar?
Yes, this is all in the one-day seminar. Even more, actually, we teach you how to use more of your brain. You know, when they say you only use a certain percentage of your brain, well, we teach you how to access the rest. You walk away, basically, along with the biofeedback technology, with 7 very simple step-by-step tools that you can use anywhere, anytime to reduce stress hormone levels and increase youth-promoting or DHEA hormones. So if anybody wants to register for that, you can send an email to register@sierra.com, or you can call us directly at 310-581-1507. I'll repeat that. It's 310-581-1507. And if anyone has questions that were not answered tonight, or if you're listening to this as a recorded call, you can send your questions to ask, like ask a question, at Sierra.com. Thank you all so much for joining us tonight.
Sheva,
yes.
Well, could you stay on with me for a minute?
Actually, I can't this evening, but you can certainly send me an email,
okay,
and I'll be able to get back to you. I have a 4 o'clock in the morning flight.
Oh, you're coming back to LA?
I am. So
okay.
I need to get ready for that.
Okay.
So I can't stay longer tonight.
That's fine, because I did want to share a personal experience that happened. I didn't want to do it I didn't know how long it would take, and I wasn't sure in terms of time, the time framework of the class. I just thought I'd catch you. I'll email you.
Yeah, that would be great, Izzy. Send an email, and then every once in a while, it's a joy for me on these Heart Start calls to read people's emails, because your stories are definitely an inspiration to me personally and to others who get to share in them.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, so we're not going to do it now.
Yeah, thank you all so much for joining us tonight. We like
Sheva?
Yes?
I'm just sending you tons of love and happy, safe, restful flight, and we'll talk to you when we get back to LA.
Beautiful. Thanks, Kathleen, for joining
love
us.
Love you, sweetheart.
Back at ya.
Bye.
Good night, hon.
You know, Sheva.
Yes?
Just turn the recording off for a second. Just want to tell you one quick thing, and then we'll talk more when you're in LA.
Well, before I turn the recording off, one of the ways we like to complete these calls is to pause and pay it forward, to give whatever you've received tonight to someone else by dropping your attention into the area around the heart and letting your breath come in through the heart and out through the heart. And connect with something you've heard tonight that you appreciate or that's changed your view. And just radiate that value, that appreciation to those that you love and care about, or to those in places and parts of the world that you feel are in need or that you feel a particular compassion for. I thank you all so much for joining us. Uzi, I actually can't stop the recording, or at least I don't know how, without hanging up.
Well, I will just tell you what the association I have with your name whenever I get ready to call you.
Yes.
You know, I don't know what kind of name Sheva is. I'm not sure what it means. In Hebrew, Sheva means 7. And in addition, there's another word, Shevach, that means praise. And typically when I think about you, it's like this sense of praise. There's this phrase from the liturgy, the praise that is given to God by all the beings. And I think about you and just a class act you are.
Aww.
The energy that you're carrying and a sense of praise that just is kind of in there. That's just the association I have with you.
Well, thank you, Izzy. What a gift. I appreciate that. I'm glad it's recorded. Then I can go back and listen to it when I need a Fiera feeling.
Well, you could do something else when you need a Fiera feeling. You could just call me up and say, Cheva, and I'll just start talking.
Okay. Have a beautiful night, Uzi.
The workshop is this Saturday?
I believe it's a week from Sunday.
It's a week from Sunday?
September 2nd, which is, it's this Sunday.
It's this
so
Sunday?
So a week from this past Sunday.
Okay. And it's 10 to?
10 to 5.
10 to 5? Okay.
Yeah.
And the cost is the same usual cost?
Yeah.
All right, Cheva.
Great to hear your
fly
voice
well,
tonight.
Fly safe.
Thank you, Uzi. Have a
Bye-bye.
Sweet night. Good night. Thank you.